Video games are ingrained in our culture. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Mike Pirro, professor of English at Cuyahoga Community College, examines how to study them in a cultural fashion.
From arcades to esports arenas, LAN parties to online play, video games have arguably become the dominant entertainment medium of the 21st century. And for the past 30 years at least, a variety of academic disciplines, ranging from English, communications, and the humanities, to computer science, economics, and game design, have been studying this new medium and how players interact with games and with each other. One area of game studies that I'm actively involved in is one that studies video games as complex cultural artifacts. In other words, we analyze games through various methods and interpretive lenses as communicating powerful norms, ideologies, and values through the combination of games' narratives, images, mechanics, industrial influences, interfaces, sounds, and material peripherals. It's indeed a rich landscape of study. Part of my ongoing research in game studies, for example, involves studying how repetitions of video game time space call back to older forms of media, literature and film especially, and encode specific dominant norms that are often racist, heteronormative, misogynistic, ableist, or otherwise not inclusive of the diverse array of people who make up the international gaming community. In this way, my research directs scholars and students alike to read games like texts. Players become player readers, who make meaning of games as they play in critical ways. These critical gaming literacies are increasingly important, given the reach video games now have in global cultures.
That was Mike Pirro of Cuyahoga Community College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.